Now, KRWG News. Good morning. It's 6:45. This is KC Counts, and last week we heard from attorney Jasmine Irasoki Ruiz, a DACA recipient who shared how the program made a difference in her life. This week, she shares more with Anthony Moreno via Skype on the work she does today for the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center.
Okay, now I want to talk about the work that you're doing right now with the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. Now, you work with immigrant families in economic development and also work in policy advocacy for children and community education and in different projects. Can you kind of share with me how every day you see what is at stake?
So, you know, I think it's funny because most of our clients come to us trying to seek immigration relief, right? There's this narrative of why don't people just get legal? People are trying to do that every day. What I'm saying is the system, it's not that easy. So what I proposed with my postgraduate fellowship was to bring an economic development component where I practice the intersection of business, tax, and consumer protection law and the effect that immigration law has on that. And if you don't have access to immigration relief, how you can be economically sustainable within the current system as it currently exists, which is what we're doing, right? And so I have clients who come to me and it turns out that they want to start a business and they want to figure out how to do that, right? So that they can pay their taxes and be sustainable. And sometimes it turns out that this particular individual has never spoken to an immigration attorney and they're eligible for relief. And so those are the happy stories, right? I've had some clients who come to me, help some kind of issue that they have with the IRS or the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department, and then it turns out that we can get them a green card. And so then that is not only economic sustainability for them, but also protection from deportation. But it's every day, right? You have even individuals who are trying to become citizens who have green cards that need help with tax issues as well, because all these areas of law are generally practiced in a vacuum. But you cannot talk about immigration law without talking about the implications of tax law or the implications of consumer protections, because these are largely vulnerable communities in states like ours.
So what do you think state lawmakers can do in New Mexico to ensure that people who may not have legal status or people who want to start a business who are immigrants can really pursue, you know, the American dream and make a difference and to the economy here in our state?
I think there are a lot of things that can be done. One of the things that we're doing right now as a coalition that the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center and the New Mexico Dream Team sit on is trying to pass a professional and occupational licensing bill to remove immigration status as a barrier in order to be able to practice the area, whether it was professional education, or we're talking about occupational licenses as well that require specific licenses, right? New Mexico is it's the ninth most difficult state to obtain professional and occupational licensing. And that's one part, right? And then the other part is commercial licensing. There is this federal law, 8 U.S.C. 1621, that essentially says undocumented immigrants cannot have access to public benefit. Public benefit has been interpreted to mean licensing, unless a state passes a law saying otherwise. And so that's exactly what we're asking the legislature to do. We need to pass this law, and it's not only access to that professional licensing, it's an economic and educational issue.
Okay, now I want to also talk about the work you are doing with the New Mexico Dream Team. Now, many folks who are in DACA, hope to pursue DACA, or just dreamers in general who have been looking for a path to citizenship for nearly 20 years in not only our state, but our country. Tell us about the work that you're doing with them and the advocacy work that you're doing as well.
So I really love talking about the Dream Team because I'm one of the founding members, and there's a large focus in education justice and making sure first educating the educational institutions on Senate Bill 585, right? Senate Bill 582, which passed back in 2005. There are still institutions to this day that deny in-state tuition or access to state funding for school because there isn't an awareness about this law. And then the other thing is, how do you work with students who aren't legal permanent residents or aren't U.S. citizens? Because it's not just talking about undocumented students. You're talking about students who have other types of visas that these particular individuals aren't used to working with. And so it's a large educational component, but it's also organizing. We organize the youth to know their rights, to know what the law says that they have access to in education, but also so that within themselves there's a social consciousness for them to be engaged in the work that's happening across the state.
DACA recipient and attorney Jasmine Irasoki Ruiz with KRWG's Anthony Moreno.